This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Six new service dogs raised by the Canine Partners of the Rockies graduated this weekend, which means soon they'll start their full-time jobs after 2 years of intense training. CPR's Paulo Chalceda reports.
The dogs have been raised since puppyhood to fulfill different service jobs like mobility support or autism support. Amy Grossinger, a school psychologist in Denver, owns Willow, a black lab who has been training to serve students with emotional and behavioral disabilities.
Oftentimes, like, I will go into classrooms to just teach general education students, and she'll go in and kind of seek out the students who are having a tough day, and she'll find them and sit right next to them.
Grossinger says schools should devote resources towards service dogs, which she believes can help with the mental health crisis affecting students and young people. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Another Starbucks in Denver voted to unionize today. This is the seventh Starbucks store to make a move toward organizing and collective bargaining in Colorado. Workers say they are fighting for better pay and more hours. The big black bug is back at the May Natural History Museum south of Colorado Springs. It's a statue of one of the world's largest beetles, and it stood on the side of State Highway 115 for more than 60 years, according to the museum's website. It was removed this spring for professional restoration. According to KOAA, the 10-by-16-foot insect known as Herkimer now has new metal parts and paint. This is CPR News.